company called SawStop wants to fix a constant problem. It's estimated that every year table saw accidents injure about 60,000 people. But the broader industry continues to rebuff this company's new safety technology. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
With its large, jagged blade spinning at 100 miles an hour, a table saw is an inherently dangerous tool, even for skilled woodworkers.
If this can happen to me, you know, I'm not a careless person.
David DeCristoforo of Davis, California, has been doing high-end furniture and home building for 35 years. He's written columns for woodworking journals. He grew up using power tools. But just a few weeks ago, he was cutting some trim boards for a house, and somehow his thumb hit the blade.
It cut through the bone, it cut through the tendon, and it was just kind of hanging by this little hinge of skin.
Every day in this country, about 10 people suffer amputations from table saws. An inventor named Steve Gass says the vast majority of those injuries are preventable.
So, as is typical when we do these demonstrations, we use a hot dog rather than an actual finger. And part of the
we first did a story on Steve Gass and his SawStop company a year and a half ago when he first started selling saws. We caught up with him yesterday at the Consumer Product Safety Commission outside Washington, D.C. Gass was demonstrating how the saw works. Basically, the saw senses the difference in the electrical conductive properties between wood and a human finger and fires a brake that stops the blade almost instantly.
So what I'm going to do is I'll place this hot dog on the board as if it was my thumb misplaced in the path of the blade.
Yep.
So far, SawStop has only been selling higher-end industrial-grade table saws in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. But in the past year and a half, Gass says he's captured 10% of that higher-end market, selling 2,000 saws. And he says the company has documented 50 saves of users' hands, including 11 kids in schools. Steve Gass says all this shows that the big power tool companies, Black & Decker, Ryobi, Delta, and others, should license this safety device from him and start using it.
Now the technology's proven. There's no question that this technology works. There's no question that it will save injuries. And yet they still have the same head-in-the-sand approach, and they don't want to do anything.
Executives in the power tool industry have told NPR that their companies have had valid worries about SawStop. It would cost tens of millions of dollars for them to retool to build saws with the device, and trying it out on one line of saws could create liability problems for their other saws. Consumers might not want to pay for the added cost, and the manufacturer said they couldn't risk all that on a new, unproven technology. Scott Box is a former executive at Delta and WMH Tool Group, who is now with a new company, Steel City Toolworks.
It's still way too early. I think it's still an unproven technology, and we don't know what's going to happen. It's still rather new.
But SawStop is hoping that the Consumer Product Safety Commission can help pressure the industry to adopt this kind of safety device. And something else that could bring more pressure sooner, litigation. More injured people are starting to sue the power tool companies, alleging they ignored a viable safety technology. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
There's a video demonstration of the saw at NPR.org.